الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من أحد يتوضأ فيحسن الوضوء ويصلي ركعتين يقبل بوجهه وقلبه عليهما إلا وجبت له الجنة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama-i-kiram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, out of the 30 juz, the 30 paras, 28 paras of the Quran, there is some mention or the other of Musa alayhi salam and the nation to which he was sent to, that is the Bani Israel. There are great similarities between this ummah and the ummah of Musa alayhi salam. This is the reason why so excessively the Quran mentions that particular ummah. When faced with a plight, when faced with difficulty, when faced with hardship, when faced with the oppression of Fir'aun, where their daughters were being enslaved, where the sons were being murdered at birth, where the entire nation were made into slaves, deprived of land, deprived of property, etc. We know the details. The crux of the hidayat and the ta'lim which Musa alayhi salam came with, Quran says the Bani Israel were commanded. They were not commanded to take up arms against Fir'aun. They were not commanded to increase your universities or your military technology, and this is how you will be able to rid yourself of oppression or arrange some marches or cause a revolution. What was the crux of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directed to Bani Israel? Ij'alu buyutakum qiblatan wa aqimus salah. Two things they were commanded. One is increase your iman on Allah. Bring your yaqeen on Allah. And the second command that the Bani Israel was given was the command to make effort on salah. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that my ummah will follow in the footsteps of Bani Israel. Hadwan na'li bin na'l. Like how when someone, if you look at the translation of the hadith, if you're walking behind someone, one is you just follow a person. The other is you place your foot in the exact spot that that person placed his foot. He said exactly like that my ummah will follow the Bani Israel. Hadwan na'li bin na'l. Footprint for footprint. To such an extent that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that if amongst the Bani Israel there was a person who committed incest with his mother, in my ummah also there will be someone who will commit incest with his mother. To that extent, the similarity has been drawn between this ummah and the ummah to which Musa alayhi salam was sent to. 28 paras of the Quran, Allah speaks about that ummah. Quran was revealed after Musa alayhi salam's demise, several thousand years later. Why so much mention of that ummah? So that the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam can take a living example from the halat and conditions that came upon that ummah. Today we are faced with a plight. We are faced with hardship. We are faced with oppression. This ummah is downtrodden. This ummah is sinking lower and lower. Unfortunately, instead of reverting to Quran and Hadith, instead of reverting to the teachings of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to solve our problem, we're looking for solutions elsewhere. When the Jamaat goes out, Effort is made, by come to the masjid. Make effort on iman and salah. And what we say, such a simple message this is. Why don't they tell us something more elaborate? This is not a solution to our problem, etc., etc. What we have to understand, my respected brothers, is when yaqeen is brought on Allah, and effort is made on salah, then that link with Allah will be established. And once the link with Allah is established, then all we have to do is raise our hands, and Allah will come to our aid, and Allah will come to our assistance. If Allah is with us, we don't need anything else. This month of Rajab, generally remembered for the Mi'raj of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Next week, Wednesday night, in many of our masajid, talks will take place of Mi'raj. This great miracle and mu'jizah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be remembered. Unfortunately, year in and year out, the question we have to ask ourselves, my respected brothers, one is to appreciate Mi'raj, one is to recognize the status and the martaba of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But more importantly, when we remember Mi'raj, we have to ask ourselves, have we taken the sabak and the lesson of Mi'raj? What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come back with? What was he given on that Mi'raj? What was the significance of what he saw? Occasion of Jumu'ah is way too limited to go into details. But just one aspect. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan minal masjidil haram ilal masjidil aqsa. Glory be to Allah who took on a journey at night, physically, bodily, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa and then through the seven heavens. Every word of Quran is full of hikmat and wisdom. Try and appreciate what is Allah saying. In one night, such a vast distance was traversed. No human being had ever achieved such a feat. What type of distance are we talking about from the earth to the heavens? Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi mentions the riwayat. On one occasion, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam poses a question to his sahaba. Hal tadrun kam bayna as-samai wal-ard? O my sahaba, do you know the distance between the earth and the heavens, between the earth and the first sky? Sahaba responded with one voice, Allahu wa Rasuluhu alam. Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to explain, بَيْنَهُمَا مَسِيرَةُ خَمْسِ مِئَةِ سَنَةٍ. From the earth to the first heaven is a distance of 500 years. Not our years. وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. One day by your Rabb is 1,000 years of this life. One day is equal to 1,000 years, 500 such years. This distance is so vast. It is said the sun, which is 93 million miles away from the earth, is 325,000 times the size of the earth approximately. The sun is only one star. This galaxy in which we live in, what is called the Milky Way, is a composition of approximately 100,000 stars. Many of them that are million times the size of the sun. In fact, this galaxy, it is said, is a conjunction of 17 galaxies, what we call a super galaxy. The size of it is such that if you travel from one side to the other side, not 100 kilometers an hour or 1,000 kilometers an hour, but you travel at the speed of light, 186,282 miles per second. If you travel at that speed, it will take you 2 million years just to finish this galaxy. And it is said that there are 500 million other such galaxies. There are so many stars that if one second was given to name each star, 1 second, 1, 2, 3, 4, like that you name each star. It is said it will take 300 trillion years just to name the stars. Recently, the light from one star reached the earth. How far away, when did this light start traveling? At the speed of 186,282 miles per second. The light reached the earth now. When did it start traveling? Not 1 week or 1 year ago. 14 billion years ago. 14 billion years ago, the light started traveling and it reached the earth now. Such a vast universe. And what is Allah saying on one night? Within a short space of time, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken across this entire space, which is still sama'ud dunya, which is underneath the first heaven. To complete that hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he goes on to explain to his sahaba, from the earth to the first heaven, 500 years. وَمِن كُلِّ السَّمَاءٍ إِلَى السَّمَاءٍ مَسِيرَةُ خَمْسِمِيَةِ سَنَى. From the first heaven to the second, 500 years. Second to the third, 500 years. Between each heaven, 500 years till the seventh heaven. وَفَوْقَ السَّمَاءِ السَّابِعَ بَحْرٌ بَيْنَ أَسْفَلِهِ وَعَلَاهُ مَسِيرَةُ خَمْسِمِيَةِ سَنَى. Above the seventh heaven is a sea. From the top to the bottom of that sea, another 500 years. ثُمَّ فَوْقَ ذَلِكَ ثَمَانِيَةُ أُعَالِ بَيْنَ رُكَبِهِنَّ وَأَظْلَافِهِنَّ مَسِيرَةُ خَمْسِمِيَةِ سَنَى. Above the sea are eight angels, what we refer to as the حَامِلِينِ عَرْشِ. They are in the shape of mountain goats. From the knee to the ankle of each of these angels is a distance of 500 years. ثُمَّ عَلَى ظُهُورِهِمُ الْعَرْشِ. And then on their backs is the Arsh of Allah. This is just to give us some idea of what a vast distance this is. This is just to give us some idea of the azmat, of the kibriyai, of the jalal, of the greatness of that Allah who has created all this and is controlling all this. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is blessed with this journey. Yet what does Allah say? Subhanalladhi asra. Glory be to Allah who took at night. Allah does not say bi nabiyihi, o bi rasulihi, o bi imamil ummah, o bi imamil anbiya. Allah does not say I took my rasul, or my nabi, or the imam of humanity, or the imam of anbiya. What title does Allah use? Referring to the greatest mu'jiza and miracle. No nabi was blessed with this, yet what title does Allah use? Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi. Allah says, I took my ghulam, I took my slave. Why? Because the higher the level of abdiyat, the higher the level of slavery, the higher the level of submission to Allah, the greater the maqam and the status of that individual in the sight of Allah. So when Allah speaks of such a mu'jiza, Allah uses the title Abd, my slave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We took him on this entire journey. He was given a gift. He was given a medium. He was given a bridge. Through his blessing and through his barakat, his ummat was given something which five times every day will enable them to carry out that same miraj and that same journey which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam carried out on that blessed night 1400 plus years ago. This ummat was given a bridge and a medium that will transport them through this entire space and bring them into the court of Allah. Muslim Sharif riwayat, قَسَمْتُ الصَّلَاةَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي. Allah says, I have divided salah between myself and my slave. When the slave stands on the musalla and says, Allahu Akbar, every distance, every boundary, every obstacle between him and Allah is removed. He is transported directly into the court of Allah. Like the poet says, فَمَنْ قَامَ لِلتَّكْبِيرِ لَا قَتْهُ رَحْمَةٌ فمن قام للتكبير لاقته رحمة وكان كعبد باب مولاه يقرع وصار لرب العرش حين صلاته نجيا فيا توباه لو كان يخشع. He says when a person says takbir tahrima, when he says Allahu Akbar, he is enveloped with the mercy of Allah. And he becomes like that slave who has knocked directly on the door of Allah. When he begins his qiraat in salah, he is in munajat, he is in direct communion with Allah. فَيَا تُوبَاهُ لَوْ كَانَ يَخْشَعُ. What does the poet says? What a great ni'mat this is. What glad tidings, what mubarak badi for this person. If only he had khushu and khudu in his salah. If only he had humility in his salah. If only he was conscious of Allah in his salah. That verse of the Quran which I recited in the beginning, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah says the believer is successful. What is the first quality of a believer? الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. They are those who have khushu and khuzu in their salah. They have submitted themselves, not only physically and bodily, they have submitted their hearts to Allah in their salah. Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi used to say, مَنْ لَمْ يَخْشَعْ فَسَدَتْ صَلَاتُهُ. That person who does not have khushu and khuzu in his salah, he has destroyed his salah. Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi used to say, كُلُّ صَلَاتٍ لَا يَحْضُرُ فِيهَا الْقَلْبِ فَهِيَ إِلَى الْعُقُوبَةِ أَسْرَى. Every salah, where physically, bodily you are present, but your heart and your mind is absent. فَهِيَ إِلَى الْعُقُوبَةِ أَسْرَى. He says, this salah, instead of taking you to the rahmat of Allah, will take you to the azab of Allah. Amongst the Sahaba-i-Kiram, amongst the galaxy of Sahaba, Mu'az bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is that sahabi who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said will rise up on the day of judgment with the flag of the ulama of this ummah. He will be the leader of the ulama of this ummah. Such was the knowledge which Allah had blessed Mu'az bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu with. What does he say about attentiveness in salah, about khushu in salah? He says, man salah, that person who is in salah, وَهُوَ يَعْرِفُ مَنْ عَنْ يَمِينِهِ وَمَنْ عَنْ شِمَالِهِ مُتَعَمِّدًا فَلَا صَلَاتَهُ. He says, if you are in salah, and you are aware of who is on your right, and who is on your left. If you are in salah, and you are aware of what is going on around you, Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu anhu says, outwardly you are in salah, but in reality, فَلَا صَلَاتَ لَهُ. That is not salah what you are making. تُصَلِّي بِلَا قَلْبٍ صَلَاتًا بِمِثْلِهَا تُصَلِّي بِلَا قَلْبٍ صَلَاتًا بِمِثْلِهَا يَصِيرُ الْفَتَى مُسْتَوْجِبًا لِلْعُقُوبَةِ تُخَاطِبُهُ إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ مُقْبِلًا عَلَى غَيْرِهِ فِيهَا لِغَيْرِ ضَرُورَةٍ وَلَوْ رَدَّ مَنْ نَاجَاكَ لِلْغَيْرِ طَرْفُهُ تَمَيَّزْتَ مِنْ غَيْظٍ عَلَيْهِ وَغَيْرَةٍ أَلَا تَسْتَحْيِي مِنْ مَالِكِ الْمُلْكِ ألا تستحي من مالك الملك وأن يرى صدودك عنه يا قليل المروة صلاة أقيمت يعلم الله أنها بفعلك هذا طاعة كالخطيئة. How beautifully the poet says. He says, you are making salah with your body, your heart is absent. This is the type of salah that will draw the azab of Allah. You are addressing Allah. تخاطبه. You are addressing who? You are addressing Allah. And what are you saying? إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ. Oh my Allah, only you I worship. Only you I worship. Only you I ask for help. You are saying it with your tongue, but your heart is somewhere else. He says, think, O insan, O you who have emanated from a drop of sperm, O you worthless human being, think. When your own friend speaks to you, when your own friend speaks to you, you are speaking to him. His attention has wavered. What happens to you? You are full with rage. You are full with anger at him. Why don't you pay attention to me when I'm speaking to you? With your friend, this is your condition. Ala tastahi min malikil mulk. Don't you have any sharam and haya for your Allah? Don't you have any sharam and haya for malikul mulk? Who is looking at you, who knows what is in your heart, and he's aware of where is your heart. He says, Salatan uqimat ya'lamullahu annaha bifi'lika hadha ta'atun kal khati'ati. The type of salah you are making, the type of salah you are making, only my Allah knows. This is not an act of obedience. This is in fact an act of disobedience with your Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya'ti ala nasi zamanun yusalluna wa la yusallun. He said, A time will come upon my ummat. They will be making salah. Outwardly they will be making salah, but what they are performing is not salah. He said, Yushiku an tadkhul al masjid al jami' fala yara rajulan khashi'a. He says, a time will come, you will enter into the jami' masjid. Thousands of musallis, and not a single person will have attentiveness in his salah. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullah used to say, lil abdi bayna yaday illahi mawqifan. You are thinking of the Miraj of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does Miraj tell you? Miraj was that occasion when he was transported directly into the court of Allah. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma mentions the riwayat. He says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard the movement of the qalam of the pen of taqdeer. Then he says, Jibreel separated from me. There was complete silence. Ibn Abbas narrates the riwayat in Qazi Ayaz al-Shifa. He says, then I heard the voice of my Allah saying to me, Udnu minni, ya Habibi, udnu minni, ya Habibi, udnu minni. Oh my beloved, come even closer, come even closer, come even closer. Transported directly to Allah to be given the salah. What does Ibn al-Qayyim says? He says, every slave of Allah, there are two occasions when you also will be transported to the court of Allah. Mawqifun bayna yadayhi fi salatihi. The first occasion is when you are in salah, because wallah, outwardly it looks like you are in this dunya, but in that salah, you have been transported to the court of Allah. Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, وَإِنَّ السَّاجِدَ لَيَسْجُدُ فِي قَدَمَيِّ الرَّحْمَانِ. A person is in sajda, is making sajda on the feet of Rahman. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ. He says, you cannot go closer to Allah than you are when you are in sajda. We do not attribute a body or physical form to Allah. This is just for our understanding. Allah, give us the understanding. How close a person goes to Allah when he's in salah. Ibn al-Qayyim says, there are two occasions when you will be in Allah's court. One is in your salah. وَمَوْقِفٌ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ. And the other is on the day of judgment. On the day of judgment, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. That day when people will be swimming in their own perspiration. That day when a wife will not want to know a husband. A child will not want to know his parents. That day when you will be all alone. That is the second occasion when you will stand in Allah's court. فَمَنْ قَامَ بِحَقِّ الْمَوْقِفِ الْأَوَّلِ هُوِنَ عَلَيْهِ الْمَوْقِفِ الْآخِرِ. He says, if you fulfill the right of the first standing. Fulfill the right of the first standing, that is the salah in this dunya, then Allah guarantees you the second standing will be made easy for you. وَمَنْ إِسْتَهَانَ بِهَذَا الْمَوْقِفِ وَلَمْ يُعَدِّ حَقَّهُ شُدِّدَ عَلَيْهِ ذَلِكَ الْمَوْقِفِ. He says, if you do not fulfill the right of this standing, like Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi says, إِذَا قُمْتَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَانِتًا فَقُمْ كَمَا أَمَرَكَ اللَّهِ. He says, when you stand in salah, be conscious where you are standing, in whose court you are standing, who you are addressing. He says, stand as Allah has ordered you. إِيَّاكَ وَالسَّهْوِ وَالْإِلْتِفَاتِ. Beware of letting your attention wander in salah. Beware of letting your attention wander in salah. إِيَّاكَ أَنْ يَنْذُرَ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكَ وَتَنْذُرَ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِهِ. If you just understand this one saying, my respected brother, it is sufficient. What is Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi saying? He says, beware, Allah is looking at you and you are looking elsewhere. Allah is looking at you and you are looking elsewhere. وتسأل الله الجنة وتعوذون به من النار وقلبك ساه لا تدري ما تقول بلسانك. He says in your salah, Allah is looking at you, you are looking at him, you are asking Allah, Ya Allah give me Jannat. You are asking Allah, Ya Allah save me from Jahannam. You are saying it with your tongue. You are saying it with your tongue. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to my Allah, who is the Rabb of every Alam. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. My Allah is Rahman. My Allah is Rahim. My Allah is the owner of the Day of Judgment. Only my Allah I worship. Only my Allah I seek for help from. He says, you are saying it with your tongue. You are saying it with your tongue. Allah is responding to you. But your heart is completely oblivious of what you are saying. What is the type of salah that we are making nowadays, my respected brothers? Surah Fatiha is read in the heart and in the mind, is the shop, is the job, is the wife, is everything else. He goes into ruku', Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Glory be to my Allah, who is the greatest, who is the noblest, who is full of azmat, of majesty, of glory. His tongue is saying it. Not for one second is even the thought of Allah in his heart. Sami Allahu liman hamida. Allah has heard the one who has praised him. Rabbana lakal hamd. Oh my Allah, for you is all hamd. He's saying it with the tongue. Still his heart is oblivious of Allah. He goes into sajda. Putting his forehead on the ground, lower than this, he cannot lower himself. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Glory be to my Allah who is the highest. Still, not for one second has the thought of Allah entered his heart. And such is Allah's mercy. Comes in one riwayat. Allah calls out. Allah calls out. Yabna Adam, ila man taltafit, ila man huwa khairun minni. Oh my banda, oh my slave, where is your attention? Who have you turned your attention to? Whatever has drawn you away from me, is it better to you than your Allah? What has drawn you away from your Allah in salah, is it more valuable to you than your Allah? One time Allah calls out, still if his attention doesn't come back, second time Allah calls out. Third time Allah calls out, still if his attention doesn't come back. Then it comes in the hadith, خَرَجَتْ وَهِيَ سَوْدَاءُ مُذْلِمَةً. The salah rises up in a black and in an ugly form. Until it reaches that point where Allah wants, لُفَّتْ كَمَا يُلَفُّ الثَّوْبُ الْخَلِقِ ثُمَّ ضُرِبَ بِهَا وَجْهُ. It is wrapped up like a dirty cloth and flung back at the face of that musalli. And that salah curses that musalli. ضَيَّعَكَ اللَّهُ كَمَا ضَيَّعْتَنِي. May Allah destroy you like you destroyed me. If the salah of this ummah is making baddua for this ummah, if the salah of this ummah falls within this description, Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, one day I entered the masjid, I saw a person making salah, and he was making salah like how we make salah, Allah forgive us. Barely has he gone into ruku, he stood up. Barely he stood up, he's gone into sajda. Between the two sajdas, he hardly straightens his back, he's gone back into sajda. Anyhow making salah. He says, after that salah, I pose a question to that person. Mudh kam hadha salatuk. How many years is this the type of salah that you are making? This person responded and told me, Arba'een sana, 40 years, this is the type of salah I perform. Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala, who is sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says to this person, ma sallayt mudh arba'een sana, for 40 years you have not read a single salah. Not one salah Allah is accepted. وَلَوْ مَاتَ هَذَا عَلَىٰ هَالِهِ هَذِهِ لَمَاتَ عَلَىٰ غَيْرِ مِلَّةِ مُحَمَّدٍ صلى الله عليه وسلم. And then he said, if this person dies, and this is the type of salah he is performing, then he has not died on the deen of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. He has died on some other religion. Look, open up the books of history, my respected brothers. Look at what the salah of this ummah was at one time and what is the salah today. There are so many incidents. Time is very limited. Few more minutes we are taking. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, at an old age, because of excessive crying, he had almost become blind. They told him that, oh Ibn Abbas, for a few days you have to sit and make salah. You cannot go into sajda, make ishara, make ishara. then we can treat you, otherwise you are going to become blind. What is his response? He says, La wallahi wala rak'atan wahida. He says, Allah's qasam, blindness on one side and leaving one rakat of salah, the way my Nabi has taught me on the other side, I prefer to become blind. I prefer to become blind because I've heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Man taraka salatan wahidan muta'ammidan laqiya Allah ta'ala wa huwa alayhi ghadban. That person who will leave one salah intentionally, he will meet Allah on the day of judgment whilst Allah is angry with him. Abu Rayhana radiallahu ta'ala anhu, after a long period, he returns back from the path of Allah. Wife is waiting, beautified herself. My husband went away for a long time. He comes in the house, takes permission, starts two rakat salah. Beautiful wife, long period of separation, sitting next to him. Starts his salah after Isha. The next thing is the azan of Fajr. Prepares to leave. She addresses him, Ya Aba Rayhana, Ghazawt, Wa Rajat, Wa Ta'ib, Amalana Minka Naseeb. O Abu Rayhana, you went in the path of Allah. You return now. Now you tied yourself in salah. I am your wife. Don't I have some share, some right? He says, I was not aware of you. She says, I was sitting next to you. How could you not be aware of me? What was his response? He says, لَمْ يَزَلْ قَلْبِي يَهْوِي فِي مَا وَصَفَ اللَّهِ جَنَّتَهُ مِنْ نَعِيمِهَا وَلِبَاسِهَا وَثِمَارِهَا حَتَّى سَمِعْتُ الْمُؤَذِّنِ. He says, when I said, Allahu Akbar, my Allah took me to Jannat. I saw the rivers, I saw the streams, I saw the palaces, I saw the embellishments of Jannat. Allah's qasam, the azan of Fajr made me aware of this dunya. That was the type of salah that they made. Not only Sahaba. Hassan Fazari mentions about Amr bin Atba al-Tabi'i. He's making salah in the jungle. A lion comes. Lion roars. The other companions run away. He remains in salah. Remains in salah. After he has completed his salah, they say to him, Ama khift al-Asad. Ama khift al-Asad. Were you not afraid of the lion? Were you not afraid of the lion? What is his response? Inni la astahi min Allah an akhafu shay'an siwa. Allahu Akbar, this response should be written down in gold. He says, does it not embarrass you that you should fear anyone else besides Allah? Is not this a source of embarrassment that you expect me to fear someone else besides my Allah? Hussein bin Ali radiyallahu anhuma, known as Imam Zainul Abideen, the great grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is making salah at home. A fire breaks out. People start shouting, Yabna Rasulillah Nar! Yabna Rasulillah Nar! Oh, the great grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fire, fire! He continues with his salah, oblivious of what's happening. They put out of the salah, they put out the fire. After salah, they ask him, Malladhi alhaka anha? What made you oblivious of this fire? What made you oblivious of the smoke, of the heat that was around you? What is his response? He says, Alhatni narul akhirah. Alhatni narul akhirah. The blaze of Jahannam and the fire of Akhirat made me oblivious of the fire of this world. Daniel alayhi salam, a Nabi of Allah, Nabi of Allah. Several thousand years before this ummah could come into existence, he praises the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, "Hum yusalluna salatan, hum yusalluna salatan, law sallaha qawm nuhin ma ghuriqu, walau sallaha qawm adin ma ursilat alayhim ar-rih al-aqim, walau sallaha qawm thamud ma akhadathum as-sayha." He says, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given such a salah. They will make such a salah that if the ummah of Nuh alayhi salam had this salah, they would never have been drowned. If the ummah of Ad had this salah, then that wind would not have destroyed them. If Samud had this salah, then the scream of the angels would not have destroyed them. This ummah was given a salah that not only will give them akhirat, it will protect them from the difficulties of this world. But my respected brothers, the salah that we perform has to be salah. Allah's azmat has to be there. Khushu and khudu has to be there. This is not a small message. This is not a trivial message. Going house to house, person to person, inviting them to the masjid, inviting them to the environment of iman, inviting them to the talks of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inviting them to the effort of salah, and the effort of ilm, and the effort of dhikr, and the effort of ikram, and the effort of ikhlas, and the effort of sacrificing one's wealth and one's life in the way of Allah. This is that prescription and formula that not only will give us akhirat, will protect us from the problems of this world also. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhirat da'wana alhamdulillah.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.